When President Obama issued his executive action on immigration, a lot of the work fell onto the Homeland Security Department. Customs and Border Protection certainly received its share, thanks to new rules for deferred actions on parents of Americans and lawful permanent residents, or DAPA. Part of that work means making sure illegal or undocumented immigrants understand the rules and who they apply to. Joining me with how they're handling this executive action, the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection, Gil Kerlikowske. Commissioner, good to have you back.
Good morning. It's good to be back with you.
All right. Before we get to the awareness campaign that is being launched, review for us DAPA and some of the other acronyms, how they work and what they're all supposed to do.
Well, sure. Deferred Action for Parents of Americans, and it also includes lawful permanent residents. But that only allows individuals to apply for just temporary relief from deportation, and only if they arrived in the United States before January 1st, 2010, and are parents of children who are U.S. citizens or, as I said, lawful permanent residents. And so that's why it's so important that we get accurate information into the hands of the people that can apply.
All right. So what does this require Customs and Border Protection to do? Because it seems like a lot of agencies have a job under this whole executive action.
Well, there is work. There certainly is work, but with the continuing problems and essentially the broken system that we've had, we have had plenty of work. So this adds some clarity. But for Customs and Border Protection, which is basically now our job, continues to secure the border. It doesn't have huge implications, but our partners at USCIS, our partners at Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and others. That's why it's critical that we all work together and we all communicate clearly with each other.
All right. So this awareness campaign is something that you are co-writing, I guess. Your agency is co-writing with some of the others. Tell us all about that.
Sure. And we've done this before, and it's happened in the past almost every year. Sometime after the first of the year, we usually begin to see an influx. And as you know, last year when we talked about the number of children, but we'll see that influx of people trying to get into the country mostly across the southern border. And so it's a dangerous journey. But more importantly, this time around, both we needed to get information. What does the president's executive action mean? What are the actual requirements? And if you're trying to get into the country illegally, the president's executive action actually makes you a priority for not only apprehension, but a priority for deportation also.
So it sounds like it's kind of an attempt to stabilize things without having a fresh influx of people that should not be coming into the country, but trying to rationalize the people that are here, especially if they have kids that were born here.
Very much so.
Okay, so the awareness campaign, what forms is it going to take?
Well, it started January 5th, and it includes a print and poster campaign that will run into March. So if along the side of the road in those countries of El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, you'll see large print at bus stands, et cetera, where it really tells you what are the facts. Because we know that some of the smugglers are certainly going to try and use this misinformation to get people to pay them and to try and get into the country. And so this large print and poster campaign is helpful. Now, beginning January 19th, we will also have TV and radio spots in those three countries. We'll also have it, by the way, along some of the corridors from Mexico into the United States.
And so I imagine it's going to be a multilingual affair.
It is, and it's also used in the terms and the language that's very helpful to the residents of those three particular countries. So it's very personalized.
All right, and so the people that are here now, then they will. You're hoping they'll be able to see something in some form, either hear it on the radio, see it on television, or catch it on a poster, and then what happens? They just. If the new programs don't apply to them, then what happens?
Well, certainly having the exact information about what the president's executive action actually authorized, I think, is critical. And I think that goes a long way to stemming smugglers, providing misinformation, et cetera. But also, we have at cbp.gov/executive action quite a bit of information. So people can also go to that website and take a look and get the facts too, particularly here in the United States.
And when there is a campaign that is running in these other countries that you mentioned, Guatemala and so forth, Honduras, some of the sources of people coming here, what cooperation did you have to have with governments there or broadcasters there? Because you know, they don't have the same approach that we do to media in some of those countries. I imagine there's a lot of negotiation that has to happen to be able to launch that campaign there so it doesn't feel to them like Radio Free Europe or something.
That's exactly right, and there has been a lot of cooperation. That's why this campaign is worked in conjunction with the Department of State, so that the embassies in those three countries, and in those three countries, the Department of Homeland Security also has personnel. So we've developed relationships and agreements, and it's very clear from leadership in those three countries that they don't want people to either try to come illegally or put themselves or their children at risk. So the cooperation of the countries and the cooperation with the Department of State has been critical and really has been working very well.
We're speaking with Gil Kerlikowske, the Customs and Border Protection Commissioner. And what about people? Sometimes, I mean, your agents apprehend people that might have been deported and are coming back. Is there any component to this program where, like, the time they've been here kind of adds up for them?
No, actually, if they're apprehended attempting to come back into the country illegally, it makes them a priority for a return. So those are important. Those are important things. We're doing also a large amount of training for the Border Patrol and our Customs and Border Protection officers, so that they have the exact and correct information also.
And have you had any contact, or your agents or your agency has had contact with people that are affected by the DAPA and therefore can know that they won't be deported immediately and so forth? Have you seen reaction? Have you seen any kind of effect that this has had on the people that it does apply to?
Well, so far it's early because the print and poster campaign just started January 5th, but we've also monitored the media in those three countries, and the media is actually very good about reporting accurate information also.
All right, and you know, while we have you, I just wondered if you've seen any activity. I mean, given the events, and I'm switching gears here a little bit, mm-hmm. not to throw you off, but the events in France and around the world that we've seen, and the ISIS trying to, you know, hack websites and all of this. Have you seen any evidence of that activity being reflected in what's trying to come into the United States that your agents might be encountering?
Well, we're always aware of the issues, particularly around cyber. We monitor that very closely. The Department of Homeland Security and Secretary Johnson has certainly made that a priority. The other part is, of course, you know, that Customs and Border Protection now for a long time, particularly after 9/11, has been at the front line of the border in making sure that people who are not allowed to enter this country or who may pose a danger to this country are not allowed to come in. One of the benefits, of course, of this is preclearance, where if you're in Ireland or Abu Dhabi or other places, Canada, you actually clear customs in those countries before you ever arrive here in our customs, before you ever arrive. That also allows us to check to see if someone who would not be allowed entry would be denied.
All right. And the other question, I guess, is the young people that affected the agencies so much this past summer when it was winter in South America. Now that it's summer there and winter here, is that pretty much tailed off completely?
Well, it certainly the numbers dropped very dramatically into the fall and into the winter, and it was particularly some very hot weather. We're watching it carefully. So far, the numbers continue to be down, and we hope that this media campaign and the other work that we're doing pushes us in that same direction.
All right. Gil Kerlikowske is the Commissioner of U.S. Customs and Border Protection. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.